I've come along to Cotton Hill Junior School and I'm with Sarah. Now, you've arranged a celebration event here. What was behind it?
So after seeing Marie and Devon win Crofts, me and my class were super excited and decided to write letters to her and Devon to congratulate them. We individually wrote letters explaining about ourselves, what we like to do, aspirations for the future, and to congratulate them both. And within the letters, we invited them both into school and have been extremely lucky that they've attended.
Yes, I mean, it's been quite a good morning, hasn't it?
Amazing.
And Devon is a super dog.
Amazing. So we've had the amazing opportunity for every class to meet Devon and Marie. The children have been able to ask questions, come in and give Devon a little cuddle. Her temperament is just super. She's so friendly, well-natured and very beautiful.
Of course, we've been joined as well by two of our young letter writers. What inspired you to write the letter then?
Just seeing Devon win Crofts, it amazed me how such a little dog could do such a big thing.
What about you?
Well, after seeing Devon win Crofts, the same as Jake, I just thought, wow, and how amazing he is, and he's just a gorgeous little dog to see.
She's beautiful, isn't she? Yeah, beautiful.
What do you think of visiting the school?
It's just like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and like it'll never happen again. So
we're extremely lucky, aren't we? Extremely, because we are one of the only schools, if not the only, that Marie and Devon have decided to visit. So we feel extremely lucky and fortunate that they visited.
Right now, Marie.
Hello.
And Devon here. What a little superstar.
Oh, she is, yeah. I mean, she is a beautiful dog, hence the reason, you know, she won her Crofts. But our best quality is her temperament. It's just second to none. She's met a large number of children here today, and nothing at all has fazed her. She's been happy to greet them all, happy for them all to stroke her.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been showing dogs then?
For 25 years now, both myself and my mum, yeah.
Wow. What got you interested?
It was a Rottweiler I had years ago, and I went to a fun day show, and there was a little dog show going on, things like the Waggiest Tail, and we entered, won three rosettes. That was it. I had the bug, just really, you know, enjoyed it, and decided I would like to show dogs.
Right. Does Devon get on with any other animals, you know, like cats or anything else?
Everything and everybody. She's just, as I say, her temperament is second to none. You know, you really can't fault her for temperament. And people think she's gorgeous looking, but when they meet her, her temperament melts them.
Going back to a little bit there to Crofts, when you were showing her in Crofts, I mean, all those rounds are extremely difficult, aren't they?
Yeah. First of all, they go in against their own breed. So there was roughly 150 Westies there. So Devon was the best Westie on the day. Now, this is dogs from all over the world, and we're talking the best dogs, you know. Then they go into when they win that, they go into the terrier group. There's seven groups. They kind of all the dogs fit into one of those groups. Devon then won our group, which means she was down to the last seven for the best in show.
Lovely. Well, it's an extraordinary achievement, especially here in the North East, for something happening like this. And this, I believe this is your first school visit.
It is, yes. Miss May's class wrote to us after winning Crofts. I received an envelope. I think there was 37 letters in the envelope. Yeah. The children just saying, you know, how they watched her and how they thought she was lovely and congratulating us. I thought it was so nice of them to take the time to do that. That when I was invited to come and meet the children, you know, I was more than happy.
That's something special, isn't it, when you get letters from children?
Yeah, I think the thing is as well is this is the next generation of people who are going to be looking after animals, you know, and it's nice for them to meet animals and to learn a little bit about them and how they should be looked after.
That's right. Now, one thing I wanted to touch on was, with the holidays coming up, water safety.
Yeah.
Now, you recently supported an event, didn't you, with Scrappy, the fire dog?
I did, yes. And it was just about people jumping into the river, you know, to save mm-hmm. their dogs or jump, for any reason, really, going in the rivers. And that one of the main things was that if your dog goes into the river, don't try and go after your dog. If you just head downstream the way the current's going, the dog will naturally follow you rather than you or the dog trying to go into the current. That's when you get into difficulties. Okay. And that was one of the major things that they talked about.
Right. I mean, I believe that was an excellent day as well.
It was, yeah. We also had a fun dog show, which I judged. And we had a lot of classes, like the first show I ever went to, where we had Waggiest Tail, and the judge, the dog would most like to take home. A number of people turned up for it, and it was really, really good fun, yeah. And WAFCOL Dog Food, Devon's Fed, that type brand of food, were kind enough to send us some sponsorship up, so we had goodie bags for all the entrants with toys and treats for the dogs.
That's lovely.
Yeah, so everybody went away with mm-hmm. something.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.